Praise God, and good morning on this Friday morning, November 18th. This is Morning Motivation, where we start the day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and this is just 15 minutes of your day with fired up praise, teaching, and prayer as we make sure that we feed our souls on this morning. Today's focus is rename yourself today. Rename yourself today. And our scripture will come from Genesis 17 and 5. So while you are getting your word or your Bible ready to read that scripture, I want to welcome all of our callers in this morning. Remember, we host Morning Motivation Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's 15 minutes to get your day started off right. Each day, we have a new focus, and today, our focus is rename yourself in alignment with our last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge. Every day for the last 100 days of this year, we've been counting down to a fruitful 2017 by focusing on different practical areas in our life wherein we needed to make change. It included our personal lives, our spiritual lives, setting appropriate boundaries, prioritizing those who matter most. And if you have not been participating, you can catch up on the challenge on our website at fillthefire.com. You'll be able to see every day's focus and the tasks that we do each day. Again, that's www.fillthefire, F-E-E-L, letter D, F-I-R-E.com. Come on and join in. Today is actually day 43, so there are only 43 days left in the year. Get yourself together with us. Oh, we're counting down to success. By now, you should have your word ready, and we are going to the book of Genesis, chapter 17. Made you a father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name now is being changed to Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Our teaching for this word, which is also posted on our website for the Field of Fire at fieldoffire.com, because each day's teaching this year correlates with the last 100 days remove all clutter challenge. But the website just has the wording. Each morning motivation call gives you the expanded teaching as well as we pray together. But on the website, if you missed this prayer call or missed a prior one, you can click on the teaching. And there's also a link within there to hear the prayer because we're moving forward, right? We're removing all clutter. So the teaching is, Some of you have allowed your flaw to become your name. For example, liar, homewrecker, cheater, broke, teen mom, divorced, single parent, drug addict, whore, deadbeat dad, high school dropout, dumb, lazy, ain't gonna be nothing. Never about nothing. You know, all of these things where maybe you sinned in the past, or it wasn't a sin, it was just a flaw, procrastinator. She's an unclean woman. You ever heard somebody say, that's a nasty woman right there. Never keep their house clean. You know, maybe there are some traits or characteristics that was not favorable. And so you took that in and internalized that to be who you are. And it affected you and still today affects you. But naming rights belong to the Creator. Hallelujah. I'm trying not to get so fired up right at the beginning of the teaching. Throw away that past transgression and call yourself as God calls you. Notice what God said in that scripture today. No longer will you be called Abram. That was your name. That was the name your parents gave you, but the parents are not the creator. God is the creator. Hallelujah. But your name will now be expanded from Abram to Abraham, because I'm expanding who you are, that you are a father of many nations. This is so critical, because if you notice, when God changed his name, he didn't just take away some of, you know, or all of everything. He left some of that name there. He just expanded it from Abram to Abraham, because God saw the good in Abram. He didn't have to say, let me change your name from Abram to Ben-Hur. No, you know, in the Old Testament, they had all these long names, right? He said, because there's already good in who you are already. What I needed to do was just to expand who you are so that it comes in alignment with whom I made you to be. So I'm going to change you from just Abram, singular, to Abraham, plural, because you now will have seed for generations, because you are the father of many nations. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that within the context of what I said in regard to you this morning. If people are calling you liar, maybe there was a time that you lied, or maybe you lied perpetually, but still within you, God looks and he doesn't just see liar. God sees someone else. He sees goodness in you. He sees purpose in you. He sees that there is worth, there is value within you. So God says, I need you to throw away that past transgression. Throw away that past name. Quit answering to liar. If people say, oh, he's always a liar, she's always a liar, don't accept that anymore. When they say that, you reply, no, that's not my name. That's not who I am. That was a behavior. That was a trait. That was a characteristic. But God changed that within me. Who I am is truthfulness, or who I am is a new creature. Do you see that difference? Praise God. And I want you to understand, for those of you who are new to our prayer call, no one can hear you. You're on mute, and I can't even hear you. So as we go through this, I want God to be able to work within you, and I want you to receive that this morning. So go ahead and just begin to say who you are. That is today's task, to identify by a new name for the rest of this day, that you rename yourself. For example, I am so blessed and happy today. I mean, that's who I am. I feel it. I'm exuberant. I'm energized. And so when people see you and they say, how are you this morning? I am so blessed and happy. Don't just say I'm fine, you know, routine, de facto answer that everyone gives, that little anecdotal answer. No, I am truthfulness today. I am beautiful today. I am handsome today. I am successful today. I am blessed today. I am patient today. I am moving forward today. I am receiving greatness today. Who are you today? Hallelujah. Glory. I want you to answer that right now. And remember, no one can hear you, but in your homes, your jobs, wherever you are, I want you to repeat after me right now. I am, and then say who you are. Let's do it again. I am. Make this personal. Yes, say who you are. If you have a mirror that you can look in right now, I want you to look at yourself If you don't have a mirror, I want you just to envision a mirror right in front of you. And I want you to point at that mirror, whether it's a real mirror or our envisioned mirror. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, I am, and then say who you are today. For me, so blessed and happy. Oh, you're not feeling it yet. This is God renaming you this morning. Say it again, but this time with emphasis. I am, ooh, hallelujah, glory, so blessed and happy today. When people ask you, I don't care where you are today, you answer that. That is your new name, and that's our focus for this morning. Rename yourself today, just as God did in Genesis 17:5, when he told Abram, your name shall no longer be called Abram, but it shall be Abraham, because you are now a father of many nations. So I speak to everyone on this call this morning. Your name is no longer liar, homewrecker, cheater, adulterer. Your name is no longer teen mom, single, divorced. Your name is no longer deadbeat dad. Your name is no longer high school dropout. Your name is no longer quitter. Your name is no longer ain't gonna be nothing, never gonna be nothing, just like your dad and just like your no good mama. Your name is no longer side chick. Your name is no longer desperate. Your name is no longer broke. Your name is no longer depressed. Your name is no longer impatient. Glory to God. But you are, tell us who you are. Hallelujah. We're about to go in prayer. Very quickly, I'm going to open the line. If anyone wants prayer, just press number one, and I'll let you say your prayer request. You don't have to say your name. And I'm opening the line now. If you want prayer, just press one, okay? I'll call you out by the last four numbers of your telephone number, 8237. You're on the line now. What do you want prayer about today? Hello, last four numbers, 8237.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Hey. This is Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard coming to you live from Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, and, well, praise God.
I did submit a request on your website for you to speak on my show. We didn't get a chance if we can make details at the later. But for right now, God is so good. You know what? Just last night, I was in cahoots, if you will, with an ex-friend. That I just ask God to remove out of my life because I don't want to deal with people who are evil or wicked because I know how
okay.
I used to be.
Okay.
And I had a show last night about let me go let me go coming from 2 Corinthians 6:14, and it's amazing how the devil tried to get in this person, which they did get in this person. And I'm getting
I'm sorry, Minister. Excuse me. Let me just break in. Just because this morning motivation is only 15 minutes and it's our time is running out, but I'm going to just call out my cell phone number and you can call me later and we'll talk. 205-835-2909. And that's on my website as well. 205. Okay, let me go ahead and pray with everyone, and I'll call it back out. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you right now that just as you renamed Abram to Abraham, you have given us a new name, a new identity this morning. We are no longer that old person, but we are a new person in you. And for the rest of today, we identify by our new name. Whenever anyone approaches us, we identify. Remember, go to feelthefire.com in Jesus' name. Amen. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. My cell phone number again, Minister, is 205-835-2909. 205-835-2909. Please call me later today and we can talk about coming on your show. I'd be honored. All right, everyone. Remember, this was your morning motivation. It's 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul, Monday through Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. Go get your blessing and rename yourself.